Bob Spry is a former member of the Grand Marais City Council and is running again this election. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Jay.
Tell us why you want to be a city councilor again.
Well, you know, I enjoyed my stint on the city council last time. I thought we did a lot of good things. Some people say that I spent too much money, but I think most of the things that we did were necessary. The streetscape, the sewer and water downtown, the parking lot, just a number of the big things that we did. And I think those were good things, and I enjoyed being on the council. And in addition to that, I kind of wanted to give the people in Grand Marais another choice. Two people running just didn't seem like enough at the time, so...
Now, to your way of thinking, what's the most important issue facing the city?
Well, obviously, it's money. In this downtime, not just as other states taking away our money, but businesses seem to be holding up pretty good in town, but just the general people out there are having a hard time keeping jobs and earning the money they did before the downturn. So obviously, it's money and how we're going to get by with the downturn and with the cuts.
Economic development in that... in there anywhere? Not just the EDA, but just what could the city do to improve the business climate, or can it?
Again, we tried to look at options when I was on the city council before. You come up with a lot of ideas. We're a long way from some of the things we need to make that go, I think. So I'd like to look. I'd also like to look at low-income housing, but we did that before, too. You just have to keep looking till you find something that'll work.
Well, now, we don't know who the new governor is going to be, but if the new governor continues the policy of local government aid unallotments or shifts, as has been done with this administration, what options does that leave the city to balance its budget?
Obviously, few and far between, but, you know, it's been strange. The state has been tight with money long before the crunch went down, and they started taking away from the counties, the cities, the school districts probably 5, 6, 7 years ago when I was still on the thing. They started cutting their local aid, government aid. That's just not a way to run a state government, I don't think. But where it's going to come from, unless we can get new development in. I mean, when we were on the city council before, we brought in a condominium and East Bay Suites, and those both paid a nice chunk of real estate taxes. So if we can get some additional people to come in as the economy improves, I think we can cover some of it that way. But it's probably going to be from taxes if we can't find some other way to do that.
Would you say basically then that cutting services is pretty much not something, or have we cut all the services we can? Is there anything
there?
I don't
think the city is fat, to be honest with you. I think that they're pretty lean in most cases. You can always try to keep the wages from going up, and that's, I mean, you're dealing with the unions at that point, so you've got to face that challenge. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of cutting at the city. It would be nice if we could increase the revenue coming from the tourist park, and the liquor store would do a little better. These are all things that would help a little bit, obviously. If, in fact, the new community center goes in and the swimming pool moves up to the new community center, that would be, I mean, there would have to be some savings for the city at that point, because we're spending a bunch of money on keeping that swimming pool up now by ourselves, pretty much.
Now, you've lived in Grand Marais, all your life?
No, I was born and raised in Grand Portage. Mm-hmm. Went to high school in Grand Marais.
But you're a Cook County.
Pretty much.
So what do you think the future of the city is? I mean, are you optimistic about it? I mean, I realize there's a lot of money issues, but how's the future look?
I think the city of Grand Marais is actually in fairly good shape financially. I think they're doing better on the PUC, which is a plus. I think the current administration does a good job of keeping track of what's going on and looking for help other places. I have a positive outlook. I've always been positive. I think the city of Grand Marais needs to move ahead. That being said, this is probably not a time to go out looking for big... This is definitely not a time to go out looking for big projects to do. But we should always be alert for projects that we can do. Right now, the PUC is doing some 40 or 50-year-old water lines in a couple of alleys. Things like that, things that we can fit in our budget. And these are not going to cost any of the taxpayers any additional dollars. It's all coming out of a grant and Yeah, I'd like to keep looking for things that can repair some of this old infrastructure, because it definitely is old. And it definitely costs us money every time we have a leak someplace, and we've got lots of those. Yeah, it's just needs to be done. You can't continue forever with 60-year-old sewer and water lines.
So what about the business park? That got much of a future or not?
I think it does. It was a kind of bad timing, unfortunately. They went 20 years of talking about it, and Matt comes in and does something. And then the economy kind of goes down the tube on them. So I think there's some future there. I think that we just need to keep working on it.
Candidate for City Council, Bob Spry, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Jay. It's my pleasure.